It's continuing coverage of APGC Boys Wrestling. I'm being joined by Senior Carter Liston, who was the champion here at 126 pounds. And Carter, you're going back to state for the third year in a row now. Took care of business here as the number one seed in this bracket. Just tell me about your mindset going into the day. I have to imagine that you knew it was a strong chance of getting back to state, but an opportunity for you to come out, just take care of business, and that's exactly what you did.
Yep, my mindset coming into today was just get everything done and kind of do what I know how to do and make sure I make my way back down to state.
So a couple of pins for you, 4 minutes and 56 seconds in that semifinal after you got the first round by. So certainly had to work a little more for that one, but then a pretty quick one here. The first place match comes in 2 minutes and 36 seconds over a wrestler from West Delaware. What was going right for you out there today? How were you able to pull off those two wins here this afternoon?
Just being able to kind of get out of those crappy moves and just being able to keep going through everything.
How would you kind of describe your overall style as a wrestler? Like, what makes you quick? What are you best at as a wrestler?
Being very flexible, I'd say, because I've been in a lot of weird positions that most people would not feel comfortable in, but I feel very comfortable in those positions and know I'm able to get out of them.
So you're making it as a three-time state qualifier now. That's really special. Not a lot of people can say that they've made it down to state that many times. On that note, how would you kind of describe the legacy that you're building here within the APGC program, knowing that you have a chance to possibly go down as one of the better wrestlers to ever go through this team?
I'm very grateful that I have these opportunities and very grateful that I can be a part of this team that's helped me so much in the last few years and just continue with the legacy, passing it on to other teammates. So,
again, a two-time state qualifier before today. So you've gotten some opportunities down there. In the last couple of years, what are the biggest things you've learned about wrestling at state? What it takes to be successful down there when you're going up against the best wrestlers in the state of Iowa?
Just being able to kind of be in front of the huge crowds. Like most tournaments, you don't have as many people, but there's large crowds that kind of are nerve-wracking at first, but also just knowing how to stay solid and kind of do what you know how to best do it.
How would you describe kind of the atmosphere of this team? I know we've had a lot of success recently. Of course, you had the five qualifiers last year, at least two this year, a chance for more. I have to imagine that that type of success has to build kind of a strong culture for you guys, right?
Yeah, we very much have grown since my freshman year, and it's kind of always been more of the mentality that results are not always important, but fighting through everything is the best thing to do, and as long as we fight through everything, at the end of the day, results will happen no matter what.
And next week down in Des Moines, what are going to be the keys to success? What's got to continue to go right for you to hopefully see if you can make a spot on that podium down there next week?
Just staying solid, I'd say.
All right. One more question here for you. This one's from Benning. What's harder, wrestling or bull riding?
They're kind of even.
Yeah.
They both got their own difficulties, I'd say.
All right. That's APGC's Carter Liston. Thank you for the time and congrats on going back to state.
Thank you.